Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hello to Alana Bruce joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, my friend. Long time no see.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, if you don't know, Kennedy, I know you know.
I do know.
But if you don't know, October is National Women Small Business Month. Shout out to the women building businesses,
the CEOs,
the side hustles, all of it, right? I think it's important every single day that we think about what women mean to our economy and being small business owners. And that's exactly what Alana is. Alana is a dog groomer. She owns a small business. And I think you do something that's very unique when it comes to grooming. So can you tell us about Pearl's Grooming Salon, which, oh, by the way, is 27 Washington Street in Weymouth. Yes, that is a plug.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. So at Pearl's, I do one-on-one dog grooming. So it really takes out a lot of those stressors. For many pups, grooming day can be a source of anxiety. The crates, the loud dryers, all the unfamiliar noises. So I just built up my setup to remove those stressors. I work one-on-one with each dog. There are no crates, no other pets barking, and the environment is calm and quiet. It makes the process faster and helps the dogs relax and actually trust the process.
I can speak to this because when I was dog sitting for my dad when I had Smokey,
yeah.
Alana's the one that kept her looking amazing. And not only, I mean, like she says, you walk in and it's just her. And she takes your dog, and then when she's done with that dog, you come back and get her. So it is one-on-one. And then not only that, she does a glamour shot afterwards. The pictures were unmatched. They were the most popular thing in the family chat. So
oh my gosh.
I just want to thank you for doing that, because you kind of became family to us, and we appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. I really love Smokey. He's such a sweet boy.
Alana, what made you set up your business with this model? Because I would imagine in a lot of ways you would make more money if you just kind of were funneling dogs through, but you chose to give it a more relaxed experience for each pet. Why did you do that?
Honestly, I really just thought about my own pup. I would really, for me personally, I don't really trust anyone with my dog. So I know the anxiety of the customer or the person who's dropping off their dog. And I just wanted to give that mini spa day and keep them calm and take my time and focus on quality. And then the best part, the dogs start looking forward to coming in, and you can really see the difference. They leave happy instead of anxious.
100%.
Yeah, if you've been into a dog groomer, you know. Everyone I've ever seen is absolute chaos.
Yeah.
There's dogs coming, there's dogs going, there's dogs that maybe are waiting for people to show up that have already been through the process.
Absolutely shivering on the table.
Right.
They're so nervous.
You know,
right.
The groomers are there doing their best with their headphones on, just trying to manage the controlled chaos.
This ain't that. I can tell you that from
experience.
Yeah,
it's more like going to get a massage.
Little mini spa. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love this so much. All right.
Right.
So we want to get people to check out your business again for Women's Small Business Month. Alana Bruce, owner of Pearl's Grooming Salon, 27 Washington Street in Weymouth. And then you have something actually coming up for Halloween on October.
Howl-o-ween, sir.
Oh.
Howl-o-ween.
I got you. My apologies. I do love a good pet pun. October 18th is Halloween at Pearl's Grooming Salon in Weymouth. What is that?
Yeah, no, we're actually so excited. So it's an annual Halloween party at Pearl's Grooming Salon in Weymouth. We'll have dog costume contests, dog bobbing for apples, goodie bags, and a raffle with some great prizes. We'll also be doing a CPR and first aid course for pet owners, and even a tarot reader and a pet medium joining us. It's a fun way to bring the community together and celebrate our furry friends. Everyone's welcome, and bring your pups and come say hi.
And you can find her on Instagram. It's Alanna, A-L-A-N-N-A, the groomer, on Instagram, or you can go to pearlsgroomingsalon.com. And I know as soon as we hang up with you, somebody's going to text or call and say, what was the name of that place again? Okay, it's Pearl's Grooming Salon, 27 Washington Street in Weymouth, and reach out to Alanna, who is now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend. I hope to see you one of these days.
Yes.
If I ever get another dog, or if I have to dog sit again, or I'll just come by and say hi.
Yes, I would love it.
All right.
It's always a pleasure to see you.
All right, hon. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Lana.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jimmy from Marlboro.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, Kennedy.
He is taking his daughter, Maddie, to a doctor's appointment. She goes to Sacred Heart in Connecticut, and I imagine is a Tate McRae fan. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Will you guys kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay. Good luck.
Jimmy, you still
Thank
with
you.
Us?
Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she has now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Cardi B was asked by a fan online why she keeps getting pregnant, and her response was, because I keep having sex.
Well, that'll do it.
Who is Cardi B expecting her fourth child with?
That would be the Patriots wide receiver, Stephon Diggs.
Question number two. 18 years ago today in 2007, the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered. Which network did it air on from 2007 to 2021?
That would be the Bravo network.
Question number three. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record in the modern era, and every song has made it to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. How many songs are on the album?
12.
What's your favorite song on the album, Jimmy?
He's listening to the show, Dan. I don't hate it. Question number four.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Graham Norton says Mark Wahlberg was the worst guest he's ever had on his talk show because he showed up drunk. Name the movie Wahlberg starred in alongside Will Ferrell, where they play two hapless NYPD detectives who finally get a case big enough to prove they have what it takes.
The Good Guys.
And question number five, Apple TV Plus will now just be called Apple TV without the plus. Apple calls it, quote, a vibrant new identity. What streaming service has more paid subscribers? Apple TV or HBO Max?
Maddie's saying HBO Max.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Well, she's a smart girl. You should listen to her.
Yes. What are you studying at Sacred Heart, Maddie?
Nursing.
Nursing. Oh, that's awesome. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jimmy, with an assist, it seems like, maybe, from Maddie, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
It's a softing today.
There it is. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Cardi B was asked by a fan online why she keeps getting pregnant, and her response was, because I keep having sex. Who is Cardi B expecting her fourth child with?
Stephon Diggs?
That is correct. 1-1. 18 years ago today in 2007, the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered. Which network did it air on from 2007 to 2021?
E?
It was E, not Bravo. 2-1. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era. And every song made it to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. How many songs are on the album?
12.
3-2. Question number 4. Graham Norton says Mark Wahlberg was the worst guest he ever had on his talk show because he showed up drunk. Name the movie Wahlberg starred in alongside Will Ferrell, where they play two hapless NYPD detectives who finally get a case big enough to prove they have what it takes.
The Other Guys?
Yes, The Other Guys. 4-2. Question number 5. Apple TV Plus will now just be called Apple TV. Without the plus, they're calling it, quote, a vibrant new identity.
Underselling it, really.
Figure it out.
Well, I think was Apple TV used to be the device. Remember the little black thing that Apple TV sold? Yeah, I have a couple of them.
No, just call it what it is. Why do they got to keep changing names?
Well, because I think they got rid of the hardware, and now they're just,
you know
what I mean?
HBO Max, HBO, who cares?
Yeah,
just call it what it is.
Kennedy, who has more streaming service subscribers, Apple TV or HBO Max?
No. HBO Max.
Yeah, they have 100 million. Apple TV has 30 million. 5-3 is the final score. Wow. That was pretty good. That was pretty good, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Yep. So, Jimmy, unfortunately, you don't get the $100. Kennedy gets the win. But you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see Doechii. Oh, that's right. We're doing Doechii here. I don't know why I said Tate McRae earlier. We're doing a pair of Doechii tickets October 19th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. So you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Drive safe, too. It's crappy weather out
there. It really is.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, this is Jimmy and Maddie in the car, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text to share what you got into over the weekend. We had the long three-day weekend. 617-655-1234. Kennedy, I mentioned to you guys on Friday that we were going to take a family golf lesson.
Just
me, Lan, and Garrett.
Bad idea, but you do you.
And I got to tell you, we ended up having the best time.
You did?
Yes.
I'm glad.
It was just fantastic. This is maybe, for me, maybe the third or fourth lesson in my life I've ever taken. Maybe the second or third for Lana. And first of all, the woman just absolutely was so good, Kennedy.
I'm glad.
It just makes it so much more enjoyable when you kind of hit the ball occasionally better.
Of course it does. You can feel it in your whole body.
Oh,
when you
gosh.
Connect properly.
And when you're not walking around the woods cursing, the game is more enjoyable.
And then, so after we had our lesson, we ended up practicing a little more after, and we actually went and played some golf. And Lana got her first birdie ever. On like a 200-yard par 3. She drove the ball like 185 yards straight down the middle, right off the fringe about 15 feet from the flag, putted it in and got her birdie. And I mean, just, she is hooked.
Oh, I'm so happy.
She is hooked.
I love that you guys have something to do as a fam.
And then Barrett and his friend played, and I ended up jumping on with them. We played 9 holes, and I shot like the best 9 holes of golf I had ever shot.
Lesson does you good.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Have somebody help you.
When you have somebody that knows what they're doing that can kind of help.
What a shocking turn of events.
It's really strange, right? I don't know why we waited so long to do this. But it was just fun. It was fun
good for
the family to kind of all be there together.
I'm glad.
Although now when we're on the course, we're like, remember what she said? You're doing this, you're doing that. And
eventually we're all
like, shut up. I know.
Yeah, you guys need to put some rules into play.
You're leaning left. You should be leaning right. Don't do that with your hips. Anyway.
I get to a lot.
Maggie from Foxborough, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen to what Maggie did for the long weekend.
Yeah, so it actually, timing worked out perfectly. I had to run over to Sweden to see my grandma and take her to some doctor's appointments. And at the same time, my boyfriend over there took his entrance exam to medical school. So it was really great getting
I'm sorry. You just ran over to Sweden.
Yeah, you say it like it's Walpole.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, the flight wasn't too bad. You know, we got off on time and went over there on Thursday and just came back yesterday.
I just love it when I just have to pop over to Sweden.
Right.
Well, Grammy needs to go to the doctor.
I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah, definitely. You know, had a little bit of health issues with my grandma, yeah. So had to get her to the doctor. And it was, the timing worked perfectly.
Most people are like bothered that they gotta, as you say, drive to Walpole to get grandma.
Stuck in the
I gotta go ahead and get over to a, yeah.
So is it your hope with your boyfriend? Do you think at some point maybe you'll move there or will he move here?
Not sure. So he's currently doing some research at Harvard right now. He's hoping to go to medical school back over there. He did his undergrad degree over in Stockholm, so he's trying to, you know, get back into the medical program.
Is his dad single?
Just
head on a swivel for
he
a friend
is not,
of mine.
Unfortunately.
Okay, just asking questions.
But it was a super fun time.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Wow. Was not expecting that one. Maggie from Foxborough going to Sweden. Let's see. B-Side from Gloucester. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Hi.
You went to a dance class with a reality TV star. Who was it?
Whitney Waythor from My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Okay. Was that, she just showed up or you knew it was happening?
I knew it was happening. She posted, on her Instagram that she was hosting a body confidence dance class on Thursday and Friday night at a dance studio in Gloucester because she is now a masshole. And she on her show, she moved from Greensboro, North Carolina up here. She signed a lease and she is now a Massachusetts resident. And so she's holding classes up here or holding a couple of workshops and stuff like that. And there was a great amount of people. It was so good to see the studio full. I haven't been there in almost 3 years. So it was good to see the owner again and everything like that. So awesome. It was awesome.
What is the woman's name again?
Whitney Waythor.
All right. Have to look her up. All right. Thank you for that, P-Side. We appreciate that. Hope you have a great week. It's a short week, by the way, just to remind everybody. real quick, I don't have a name here, but somebody was supposed to go to Lainey Wilson. Good morning.
Morning. It's Heather from Ashby.
Hey, Heather. So what happened? You didn't make it to the show?
Hey, no. My car broke down, and we were 26 minutes away from the concert, and my car broke down.
Bro.
Yeah. So my daughter, who got oral surgery done Friday, did not end up going, so I was going to bring my grandson, and he was really upset that we didn't end up going. He's like, we can still make it. I'm like, no, buddy, we really can't.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get the protect my ticket thing, and I'm out a little over $400, but, you know, lesson learned.
Oh, wow. That's brutal.
What ended up being wrong with the car?
I don't know. My mechanic still hasn't looked at it. My oil light was flashing. I had oil in it. I don't know if it's a sensor or what, but it ended up rumbling and then kind of smoking, and I was near like a gas pump, and I was like, I'm not messing with it no more. I'm just leaving it alone and having it towed.
That's brutal.
Oh, honey, I'm
that
so
sucks,
sorry.
Heather.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so
hopefully, this week will be better, okay?
I hope so. Have a good one, guys.
Bye,
all right. Bye, Heather. Real quick, too, I had mentioned this a little while ago. There was somebody who texted in and said they got kicked out of the fair over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, Dan has been working feverishly behind the scenes, and we will have that person coming up next on the show.
Okay.
The story is wild.
Let's get it.
It's not going to be what you're thinking. I can guarantee
really?
You that.
Next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. We love to hear your stories of what you got into over the weekend. Yes, it is a Tuesday, but we had the long weekend. So no hot takes today. They'll come back next week.
Coming back from a long weekend and getting really all angry is just not the way to start the week.
Nah, can't start it like that. And so 617-655-1234. And yes, here in just a moment, we will meet the woman who got thrown out of the fair over the weekend. We're going to find out why, and the story is just wild. But first, Jackie from Holliston went on a trip. Where did you go?
We went down to Fort Lauderdale for the long weekend to visit a good friend of mine.
That's not bad.
The weather here sucked.
It was a family trip.
Is it nice
me,
there?
My husband, my... Huh?
Nothing. Go right ahead.
Me, my husband, my two kids, 7 and 5, my little boys. So...
Sunburn?
Fun time.
Beach time? What do we do?
Beach, yes, beach time, but my kid is so white, I lather him in 70, and I mean, we did okay.
Yeah, same. That New England skin is
you
tough.
Have
same, girl,
pop.
Same.
I want the weather to suck back home when I'm somewhere tropical, though.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to rain here when it's somewhere sunny on the beach.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I want to get my money's worth.
I was just...
Dan, you don't want a nor'easter killing your flight home.
That's a fact.
Ooh, you have trouble getting home?
Oh, yeah.
That does suck.
We were supposed to take off at 4:30. We got delayed until 8. They almost pushed us back until 9 and told us if we weren't in the air by 9:15, we weren't taking off.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That must be super fun with two kids at the airport. Yeah, super fun.
That's tired kiddos. There's only so much K-pop Demon Hunters you can make them watch.
I was just looking up the weather with Kennedy for Florida because I'm going down this weekend for my dad's 80th birthday. Sunny and 80 on Friday and Saturday, Dan.
You love to see it.
I do. I do love to see it. Nobody asked. I'm telling. Aaron from Hamilton, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you took your 9-month-old to King Richard's Fair.
Raising him up right.
Yes. Yes, I took her to Topfield on Saturday and King Richard's on Sunday, and I dressed her up as a little plague rat.
A plague rat?
That is remarkable.
Yes, to give everyone the plague. It's a thing there.
Can you get plague rat at like Spirit Halloween, or where do you go for plague rat?
I actually got it from Amazon.
Amazing. I want a picture. That's so cool.
I can definitely send a picture in.
Thank you.
Now, did you guys dress up or just the kid?
I dressed up. My husband is too cool for that.
Oh.
I love King Richard's Fair. I love dressing up. I love the whole thing. Wonderful. Did you like the new space?
Yeah.
The space is actually really cool. It's definitely a lot bigger, and I think there's a lot more vendors and everything like that. We were just really going there to go see Jacques the Whipper.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right.
He's amazing.
Yes.
All right, good deal.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
That's fantastic.
I need to see a picture of baby plague rat.
There's nothing cuter. I wonder if it were like a plague mask. Like, that would be the funniest.
What a way to take out a community.
All right. It happened. It's historical.
So, Wendy from Billerica, why did you get kicked out of a fair this weekend?
Well, so I do a lot of work and support a sugar glider rescue. And it's well known in the sugar glider community that there is a company that goes to a lot of fairs and they give a lot of misinformation. So Friday was my friend's birthday and she wanted to go to the local fair. So we decided to go. And we were wearing our gear that had the rescue logo on it, and we went up to the woman and listened to some of the information she was given, and we tried to correct her on some of the information and ask some questions. And all of a sudden, she saw the logo we were wearing and said, I feel like you're harassing me. I fear for my safety, and I'm calling security. So we walked away, and we didn't even get out of the building she was in, and 8 officers go wandering by to talk to us. And my friend stopped them, and 4 of them came over to us, and 4 went in to talk to her. And, you know, they decided they were going to escort us right to our car.
Justice for the sugar gliders.
Yes.
Ugh. That's
usually it's, you know, teenagers and shenanigans, not adults standing up for the rights of sugar gliders.
Someone has to, Carson. Someone has to.
I didn't even know they had sugar gliders at the fair.
And I must say that the rescue has a lot of documentation and everything on this company. So it's right. Not like we went in saying, he said, she said. It's like, there's documentation.
Right. Well,
I mean, you wore sugar glider t-shirts and went right to her. I feel like you went in there looking for the smoke.
Yes and no.
Let's keep it real. This was premeditated, Wendy.
I'll be honest. We did go in knowing that there was a possibility we were going to get kicked out because we wanted to educate people on the correct information. Not that we wanted to confront her necessarily, right. But, you know,
hopefully,
so we knew.
Hopefully you stopped and got some sort of fried treat.
I know.
Before
tell me
you
enjoyed the fair first and then did this.
We did enjoy the fair. My friend had hoped to do a little bit of shopping on the way out, and the officers were going to let us, but the second floor said, nope, you're leaving.
All right, good stuff. Well, thanks
thank
for sharing that, Wendy.
No problem.
Well, that's going to be my favorite story of the day, Wendy. It's going to be hard to talk.
Someone has to stand up for the sugar gliders, Dan.
Justice for the sugar glider community.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lori from Billerica.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Just dropped your son off at school. What's his name?
Matthew.
Matthew. Well, you tell Matthew we say hello next time you see him.
I will.
All right. Well, you get Kennedy out of the studio.
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Lori. You answer more of them correctly, and you are going to win yourself $1,000 this morning, okay?
Okay.
That's a great way to start a short week. Question number 1. Today in 1994, Pulp Fiction hit theaters. It was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars, but lost to this Tom Hanks movie about a slow-witted man who finds himself in the middle of many historical events and figures throughout his life. Name that movie.
Forrest Gump.
The creator of K-pop Demon Hunters shut down the idea of a live-action version. Quote, there's so many elements of the tone and the comedy that are so suited for animation. In K-pop Demon Hunters, what is the song that launches the career of the Saja Boys?
Golden.
Question number 3. This singer turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name them. Name the artist.
Oh, I'm gonna
guess
Jodeci.
What were you doing in the early 2000s?
Who did you say? Jodeci?
Jodeci.
My heart weeps right now, Dan. Question number 4. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era, and all 12 songs take up the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. On the album, Taylor has a track titled After a Hollywood Starlet from the Past. What is the name of that song?
I don't know.
Question number five. A new poll by CBS claims people who've already bought Halloween candy will eat their way through their whole stash not once but twice before they make it to the 31st.
Been there.
What does CBS in the store name actually stand for?
What does CBS stand for?
Yeah.
Gosh, I have no idea.
Same, girl, same. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That's a tough one.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I understand you're an engineer, right?
I am, yep.
What type of engineer?
A chemical engineer.
Ooh. Very cool. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Lori got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch.
I'm not going to lie. I was hoping she was going to say train engineer. But
she's way smarter than us.
Yeah, chemical's cool, too. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Today in 1994, Pulp Fiction hit theaters. It was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars, but it lost to this Tom Hanks movie about a slow-witted man who finds himself in the middle of many historical events and figures throughout his life. Name that film.
Forrest Gump.
That was a good year for movies, huh?
It was a great year.
Wow.
I think Shawshank was up for Best Picture that year, too.
Oh, wow.
Tied to one question number two. The creator of K-pop Demon Hunters shut down the idea of a live-action version, saying there's so many elements of the tone and the comedy that are so suited for animation in K-pop Demon Hunters. What is the song that launches the career of the Saja Boys?
Soda Pop?
2-1. This singer turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name them. Name the artist.
That's Usher.
It is Usher, not Jodeci.
Ooh.
3-1. Question number four. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era. All 12 songs take up the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. Now, on the album, Taylor has a track titled after a Hollywood starlet from the past. What is the name of that song?
Elizabeth Taylor.
It is Elizabeth Taylor. 4-1. Question number five. A new poll by CVS claims that people who've already bought Halloween candy will eat their way through their whole stash not once but twice before they make it to the 31st.
What's a rookie move to buy it too early?
Facts.
What does CVS in the store name actually stand for?
Come visit the store.
Come visit the store. It's actually not bad. No, it is Consumer Value Stores, apparently.
CVS is way better.
Yeah. The more you know. I'm ding, here to ding, educate. Ding,
ding. Thank you, Dan.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lori, unfortunately, don't get the $1,000. But we really do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
And chemical engineering, that is.
Yes, yes. All right, Lori, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, my name is Laurie from Billerica, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Hypothetically speaking, Kennedy, you have a teenager, and they are going through it right now with the acne of it all.
It's a tough stage.
Right? It is just, it's not something I'd never dealt with it. I didn't really.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you had it pretty bad.
Oh, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Like my seventh, eighth grade freshman year pictures, all of them. My forehead is just covered and I have makeup out to here trying to cover them, but I didn't know how to do makeup. So it literally just looks like a crusty mess on my forehead. Yes, I would have loved to have some kind of skin care, something to help with that that wasn't just like the Oxy-10 you bought at the store.
I remember one of the
straight poison.
One of the first celebrities I can ever remember talking about this was Jessica Simpson doing all those ads back in the day for the issues she had.
You were a lucky man that this did not bother you your whole life.
And my wife went through it pretty bad as well. So hypothetically speaking, you have a teenager, and hypothetically speaking, this teenager wears a helmet a lot because of a sport that they play.
It's just tough.
Which makes it more difficult. So hypothetically speaking, you've tried a lot of different things off the shelf and all of that. And hypothetically speaking, they go to see a dermatologist.
I love that you did this for him.
Who are you talking about?
The hypothetical person who did it.
And so, hypothetically speaking, you get a text from your wife who says, you know, they've diagnosed the issues and they are prescribing a medication.
All right.
And it is $1,300. And our insurance does not cover it.
Is there a hypothetical knockoff brand from Mexico?
Yeah, would you hypothetically let me do a web search? Because I'm sure I can find it for you cheaper. Just saying, for a friend, hypothetically, if you had a friend hypothetically that could search the internet and find anything in 2.2 seconds, I would hypothetically maybe ask. I don't know.
Yeah, I had a lot of questions.
It just seems like an awful lot, although I don't know what hypothetically he might be dealing with. So if this is something important, I guess your insurance would... I hate this, like what can be and what can't be.
The number is startling for some cream.
Well, it's not because our pharmaceutical industry is stupid, but it's startling
to me. It was startling.
It's startling to me that it can't be covered by our insurance.
And hypothetically speaking, as a dad of a teenager, how you respond to that text is difficult because I'm not there in the situation. I don't know what has been said.
There's a lot of missing information I would need as well. Right.
I know what my dad would have said if I said, can I have $1,300 for some cream? And it would have been hypothetically, hell no. Go wear a paper bag.
I'm on the other end of this. So like, then, anything that can help you feel better about yourself, I'm here for.
This is nurture versus nature.
No. But it is a lesson in finance and money and understanding how the world works too, I guess. But God, that's just crazy, Carson. Is it for a year?
And so I get a call from... Sorry, hypothetical. Hypothetically speaking, you get a call.
You can really just drop the hypothetical
from the mom and the teenager as they have now left the doctors. And I'm like, so how did it go? I didn't even ask about the price at first because hypothetically, I don't want to.
Did they hypothetically go to the hypothetical drugstore to hypothetically be told by the hypothetical pharmacist that there are indeed generic?
Okay, yes, this is about me and my wife and my son.
Thank you.
No,
it was getting exhausting.
So Lana and Barrett call me, and I just want to be empathetic to what he's going through because it's a lot, like a lot of teenagers going through that. But I also don't want to lose my wife because she said she bought it.
Okay.
Oh, without even speaking to you first.
I probably would have too.
And a lot of stuff is running through my head like, wow, what if I had bought that without talking to you first, all of these things. And she said, you know, the doctor said before we went down, because where it happened in the hospital, they have a pharmacy there. And she said, you know, you need, it's kind of expensive. You know, but it might be covered by your insurance. If it's not, let us know, but we might, all these things. So she goes downstairs. He looks it up. It is not covered by our insurance, and it is $1,300. And he says, well, I can sometimes work some deals. They might have like a coupon or whatever.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Right. And he's like, he goes in and he does his little magic, and he's like, okay, there is a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, great. So how much... You know, is it...
A couple hundred bucks?
It was $50.
That's crazy.
No. The medication total cost was $50.
With the coupon?
Yes.
I'm so glad you asked.
It's a coupon.
Yeah, so it took...
A lot of them are like that, but you have to do the work.
$1,250 off the price, so we ended up paying $50.
Oh, justice for Barrett's skin. I love to hear it.
Yeah, they were playing a prank on me middle of all of this.
That's so good. Why didn't you lead with that? Why didn't you lead with Lana pranked me yesterday so that we could sit here and dig in and not be empathetic towards Barrett?
Because I wanted you to go through the same feelings that I was going through when I was being pranked. Because I was just trying to be empathetic and understanding and kind and caring, but also like wanting to scream at my wife, what in the are you doing spending $1,300 on some medication? Can we try some more Oxy something?
But I'm glad you were able to get it. I'm glad they were able to help you. I hope this gives him some respite.
Right. Yeah.
Really, it's hard to be that age.
Sure.
Just
there's
just
a lot.
General.
There's
looking
a
back
lot.
On those going. Pictures, and you're like, oh my God, we didn't have this touching up your school pictures.
I actually had one pimple when I was this.
Nobody wants to hear you.
When I was,
one
I think, a junior
story.
In high school, right before I took my senior photos, and I had one pimple like on my forehead, and they airbrushed it out because that's what they used to do back in the day.
Never a thing in my life.
Right.
Never a thing.
So, anyway,
a lot of things on the text line.
Oh yeah, like what?
Did you go to Costco? Each pharmacy has a different price.
Right. Yeah.
A place called GoodRx.com. About 20 people texted in with that. I don't even know what it is.
Right.
A lot of ideas. So
yeah. Well, thank you for your ideas.
Thank you guys so much for the ideas.
Thankfully, you know, the pharmacist there got us a very good coupon.
That's awesome.
$1,200 coupon.
That's the greatest coupon of all time.
I would like to shop at that store.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Oops. Come back here.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift just continues to Taylor Swift thing. She has smashed records with her latest album, Life of a Showgirl. She broke the record for the most number one albums among soloists. Her newest project is her 15th number one album. The record was previously a tie between Swift, Drake, and Jay-Z, and now she only has to beat the Beatles. She'll have to do four more albums to do that.
Right. I heard that all 12 of the songs were 1 through 12 this
That's
week
correct.
On the Billboard
yep.
Hot 100 chart. So first was Fate of Ophelia, and yep. then every other song down to 12th place, which is wild.
She celebrated the launch of the new album with a post saying, "I have 4 million thank yous I want to send to the fans and 4 million reasons to feel even more proud of this album than I already was. Thank you for going out to celebrate this project in movie theaters, investing in vinyl, streaming, watching the video, buying CDs, reading the poems I wrote inside the packaging, and immersing yourself in the life of a showgirl. I will cherish this feeling forever." She also broke the news yesterday that Disney Plus will be Taylor Swift Central come December with a 6-part docuseries on the Eras Tour.
People like to talk about phenomenons almost as if it was pieces falling into place, as if it just happened. The Eras Tour wasn't when all the pieces fell into place. This tour was just when every single one of us who had done so much work to where we all clicked together. We have broken every single record you can break with this tour. She's having the time of her life. The only thing left is to close the book.
That's wild.
So that's happening on December 12th on Disney Plus.
That won't do stupid numbers, I'm
so
sure.
So if you canceled your Disney Plus, now is the time to uncancel.
And that's not all they're releasing. She's also releasing another concert of the Eras Tour.
Yeah, the one that includes the Torture Poets of Heart.
Right. So the first one they released was before she'd released that album.
Yep.
So now they're going to, and that's going to come out on the same day. So you get a new concert
yep.
on December 12th, plus the first two episodes of the docuseries.
Correct.
A lot of Taylor that night in your house, Dan.
That's it. A lot of Taylor every night in my house. Why should December 12th be different?
Merry Christmas to you, Dan. I know what you're going to be doing over the vacation.
I don't know if you guys saw this trending on social media, Billie Eilish at a concert and the
no.
red bandana girl.
No.
Where have you been? So, Billie had a scary moment at her concert in Miami. So, she's walking to the stage and she's kind of walking. You know how, like, on some stages there's a barrier before, like, the fence where either the front row or the general admission can stand,
sure.
and then the stage.
Right.
So she was walking through that space.
Okay.
But it wasn't really protected very much, and a guy grabbed her and pushed her into the side of the stage, and this girl, whose name we now know as Ania, otherwise known as the Red Bandana Girl, because she was wearing red bandana in her house, turns around, takes the guy, moves him, I swear to God, 10 rows that way.
No.
Pushing him down, and she's like, "Don't touch the queen." So nobody knew who she was, but Billie had to do the show, and Billie wanted to go out and be like, "Who is this girl? Can we find the Red Bandana Girl? Please help me find the Red Bandana Girl," because she did it right. Well, she found her, thanked her, sent her a whole bunch of swag to show her gratitude. Billie's brother Phineas shouted out her online, saying that she rules. She has become an icon. It's amazing. It's amazing.
And so
she didn't even think. Somebody pushed Billie and she said, "Absolutely not."
And Red Bandana Girl was not working as part of
nope.
staff. She was just there to see
the show
as well.
Huh.
Good for her.
It was amazing.
What's up with the guy? We hear anything about
him? Don't know. Don't care, because we're just supporting the Red Bandana Girl today. Huh. And Shaboozy just dropped a new track, but this time it's for Domino's Pizza. He teamed up with Domino's to create a catchy new jingle. This is their first major rebrand in 13 years. Here it is. Domino's. Domino's.
That actually is kind of catchy.
Hey, you know, get your paper, Shaboozy.
Domino's. Dom,
I mean, that's the new da-da-da-da-da. I'm here for it. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Haley from Natick.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Living the dream, right, Kennedy?
Living the dream always, Carson.
L-I-V-I-N?
Mm-hmm.
Haley, will you kick Kennedy out?
I'll try.
All right, good
Bye,
luck.
Kennedy.
Bye, Kennedy.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is, in fact, now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Shaboozy has teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create a new jingle. In the very first line of Shaboozy's hit, a bar song, he sings, "My baby want a blank. She's been telling me all night long." What does she want?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Question number two. Jennifer Aniston revealed the one final career goal she has left. It's Broadway, saying, "I haven't done theater yet because it terrifies me, but maybe someday." What is the name of the award show that recognizes excellence in live Broadway theater?
The Tonys.
Question number three. Taylor Swift's The Life of Showgirl sold 4 million copies in its first week, which is a record for the modern era. And all 12 songs take the top 12 spots on the Hot 100. There is only one feature on the entire album. Who is it?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Let's go.
It's not a bad feature if you can get it.
Not bad, not bad. Kylie Jenner faced backlash for a Kylie Cosmetics promo showing her arrested in black leather and handcuffs. Who is Kylie Jenner currently dating?
Timothy Chalamet.
Question number 5. F1, the movie, will be available to stream in December. It'll happen December 12th exclusively on Apple TV. Who is the star of F1, the movie?
Brad Pitt.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you doing today, Haley?
Probably just applying for jobs.
Oh, are we unemployed?
Yes, I'm a recent master's degree graduate, and it has not been an easy time.
Well, what do you do? What do you want to do? Tell the people. Maybe we can get you something.
I want to be, so my degree is in psychology, and I'm hoping to be in some sort of research at, you know, either a academic institution or a medical facility, nonprofit, anything like that.
Well, congrats on getting your master's, first off.
All right, thank Boston, you heard her. Let's do it.
All right, Haley from Natick, in need of work. Do your thing.
Do your thing.
Somebody's got to know about that career more than us.
100%. Psychologists listen to us to feel better about their lives.
It's true. Now.
You can use this as a reference if it helps.
Thank you.
All right. Here we go, Kennedy. By the way, Haley got 4 out of 5.
Ooh,
she's clearly okay. Smart. Yep. Employers.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Shaboozy has teamed up with Domino's Pizza to create a new jingle. Now, in the very first line of his hit, a bar song, Tipsy, he sings, "My baby want a blank.
Birkin.
She's been telling me all night long, a Birkin." Yes, a purse. 1-0.
$30,000 purse, just FYI.
Jennifer Aniston revealed that the one final career goal she still has left, Broadway, saying, I haven't done theater because it terrifies me, but maybe someday. What is the name of the awards show that recognizes excellence in live Broadway theater?
The Tony Awards.
That is correct.
Question number three. Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl, Kennedy. I don't know but if you heard, but it did pretty well.
I've heard she did something.
Yeah, sold a few copies. Yeah. 4 million, to be exact. There's only one feature on the entire album. Who is it? We got her. We got her, Dan.
Sabrina Carpenter?
I guess we
don't. We don't have her. I never even got my hopes up.
3-2, question number four. Kylie Jenner faced backlash for a Kylie Cosmetics promo showing her arrested in black leather and handcuffs. Who is Kylie Jenner currently dating?
Timothée Chalamet.
And he drags her to every New York sporting event
and
that she doesn't want to go to.
Don't make me sit in the front row.
Dan, do you have those images, by the way? I want to clutch my pearls and shake my fist at them.
Oh, the Kylie Cosmetics promo?
Yeah.
They're not great.
I'm sure they're somewhere on the internet.
Really?
They're not great.
You don't have them? You can't send them right to me?
No, I don't have them. They're not hanging up
in my
bedroom.
Because I know I'm not going to like it. I'm going to want to judge her for them.
That's right. Do the Arthur fist.
Kylie Jenner in black leather and handcuffs. That's the worst. Question number five, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
F1, the movie, will be available to stream December 12th exclusively on Apple TV. Who is the star of F1, the movie?
Brad Pitt.
It is Brad Pitt. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Haley, you don't get the cash, but hopefully, let's find Haley some work.
Let's do. Do your thing.
Haley,
like, for real.
How do we? Let's say somebody is listening and they're looking for somebody with a master's degree in your world. How would they find you?
I mean, I'm on LinkedIn.
Okay.
It'll say that I'm from. I went to Brandeis.
Brandeis. How do you spell your first name?
Hailey.
Hailey. Should we give her last name on the air so people can find her?
It's up to her. And
yeah. If you want to give your... No. Oh, you don't have to. All right, go.
Well, how bad do you want a job?
If you want... I tell you what. Email me, kennedy@mix1041.com. Email me your info. If anybody calls in, I'll send it to you. How's that? Fair?
Okay, sure. Sounds good.
Anything for you, sister. Anything for you.
And where do you see yourself in 5 years with this company, Haley?
Ugh.
Hopefully still there.
That's a good advice.
Haley, what would you describe as your biggest weakness?
Oh my God, stop.
Wanting to take too much work on at once.
That's going to get you dinged.
Answer.
Yeah, my weakness is I work too hard. Yeah,
I care about this company too much.
Well, best of luck in your search for work, Haley.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I cannot beat Kennedy. Wow.
I showed up in work boots for my interview here.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Heather from Weymouth.
Hey, Heather.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, Carson. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Heather?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Heather, have you ever played before?
I have.
And how did you do?
I've beaten her twice, but I've lost like three times.
Wow. All right.
Have you ever beaten her for the big money?
No.
$1,000 on the line right now, Heather. Get more right than Kennedy, and you win the money. If you lose, that'll put you at 3-3. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. DNCE is the latest artist to drop a Diddy lyric from one of their songs. The lyric originally said, "Walk for me, baby, I'll be Diddy, you'll be Naomi." The lyric was featured in their only hit, "Cake by the Ocean." Which Joe Bro was in that group?
Joe Jonas.
Did you know that TiVo was still a thing? Well, it was, but it's not anymore. They've ceased operation, apparently. What was TiVo?
The original, like, DVR.
Question number three. Hillary Clinton inadvertently set up a thirst trap when she posted some throwback photos. People are comparing young Hillary to Sydney Sweeney and Sabrina Carpenter. What instrument did her husband, President Bill Clinton, famously play?
The saxophone.
An online petition has been started to replace Bad Bunny with this country legend at the Super Bowl halftime show. So far, it has over 4,500 signatures. His songs include Amarillo by Morning, Baby Blue, and I Cross My Heart. Who is he?
We see.
All right, and question number five. Woody Allen wrote a touching tribute to Diane Keaton. Which iconic rom-com did they star in together?
I don't know. It's not coming to me. I'm sorry.
You were cooking with gas in the first half.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Whew, you were smoking at the beginning.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi, how'd we do?
Heather got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
She's beat you twice before.
Oh my God, really?
Yep. We buried the lead there. We didn't know.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Heather. DNCE is the latest artist to drop a Diddy lyric from their song. The lyric originally said, "Walk for me, baby. I'll be Diddy, you'll be Naomi." This lyric was featured in their only hit, Cake by the Ocean. Which Joe Bro was the lead singer of that group?
Joe.
Tied at 1. Did you know that TiVo is still a thing?
No.
Well, it was. It's not anymore, apparently. What was TiVo?
It was a way to record TV shows on your TV.
That's right. The original DVR. I had that thing forever.
Beep, boop.
I loved TiVo. Tied at 2. That little, remember the little character, the little TV?
Beep, boop.
Yeah.
Boop. It very specific sounds.
Question number 3. Hillary Clinton inadvertently set a thirst trap when she posted some throwback photos. People are comparing young Hillary to Sydney Sweeney and Sabrina Carpenter. Which instrument did her husband, President Bill Clinton, famously play?
The saxophone.
Dan, do you have those photos?
I'm sure I can find them.
Yeah, you want to send those over along with the other photos I was asking about?
I would assume they're on the former senator's Instagram.
I love you calling the former senator. Tied at 3, question number 4. An online petition has been started to replace Bad Bunny with this country legend at the Super Bowl halftime show. So far, it has 4,500 signatures. His songs include Amarillo by Morning, Baby Blue, and I Cross My Heart. Who is he?
George Strait.
George Strait is correct. 4-3. Question number 5. Woody Allen wrote a touching tribute to Diane Keaton. Which iconic rom-com did they star in together?
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall is it. They did a fantastic piece on her over the weekend on the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
You have a chance. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Yeah. What an amazing human.
Yes. Magic. Mm-hmm. That's what somebody called it. Very good. Well, 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Heather, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play again.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a good day. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Heather from Weymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
For a third time.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.